Monday, January 25th, the start of congressional follow-up week. A GOP leadership meeting first thing in the morning, and then meetings in the afternoon with the Senate bipartisan group and the House bipartisan group to start selling the program. President not too pleased with the leadership meeting, first of all, because there was absolutely no enthusiasm. They were deadly, just sat around and whined as they usually do. No one had charged them up. He resents having to go in and do the charging up himself and says it's hard work, like pulling teeth, which I'm sure it must be. He wants me to ride herd on the legislative leaders' agendas to be sure that we only have a one-subject kind of meeting. Apparently, this one had a long briefing by train that he found very boring. He's also concerned about overuse of the president in these meetings and all of the other follow-up stuff, because he's afraid we'll debase the currency and end up with the president doing too much. Also, you get just to the problem of overusing the man, and we need to make the people realize this, especially on the staff. He had a lot of ideas during the day, on and off, about things to do for follow-up and use of the president in general. Wanted to get more action going and more enthusiasm. And as a result of that, he ended up calling a huge group into his office at 4 o'clock, 4:30, had him in for 2 hours for a session on the overall State of the Union follow-up. He started with Finch, Rumsfeld, and Colson, and ended up adding Finch, Rumsfeld, and Colson with Ed Morgan, and ended up adding Sapphire, Buchanan, Moore, Ehrlichman, McGregor, and then I let Ziegler come in and added Chapin to the meeting, so we had a real mob. The general thrust was that we needed to do a lot more than was currently planned in getting the civic organizations, for instance, lined up, not just the special interest group, but the women's clubs and all that sort of thing that cut across all the lines, the service clubs, etc. On the legislative side, he wanted to be sure we moved faster to get revenue sharing up, at least parts of it, or the $5 billion new money thing, because it's a separate bill. He also wants to push harder on getting reorganization ready, since the Government Operations Committee has no agenda and can get right to work on it. He urged Ehrlichman to get OMB to pour on the coal on that and get it ready. He semi-responded to Sapphire's idea of making a villain out of the red tape lobby and attacking that, since we have to have somebody to be against. But he does especially want to get something going so there's action as a follow-up to the speech, and that we're not just sitting waiting for Congress to do something, which of course would be the worst possible appearance that we could create. During the day, he got into a good deal of the PR question also, some in relation to the speech follow-up and some in general. He's still trying to analyze how to use the president on TV, how often and what does he say. Sapphire apparently told him yesterday he ought to give a speech every 2 weeks, and he, of course, doesn't buy that. He was concerned that the reaction story on the speech hadn't gotten out adequately because Ziegler didn't seem to have the full pitch on it. He wants to give some thought to educational TV still, but he's now thinking that a better use of time would be to do one-on-one interviews with each of the networks one at a time in rotation, doing one each month and keep going around the circle. He also wants to get out the whole PR background on the speech, the fact that this all came about not just by OMB thinking up a plan, but by they're operating under orders from the president to go for the big play, especially on revenue sharing, to go with more money, a goal of $20 billion, and so on. Also that he overruled the Ash Council, who in their reorganization had left transportation intact because of the pressures of lobbies backing it. The president said to forget the lobbies and move ahead. He is still spending considerable time raising the question of the shift in attitude at Time Inc. and wanting to be sure we develop a plan for attack on them and not just let that lie. I've talked to Hope Lewis, but haven't been able to reach anybody at Time yet to discuss it with them, but we'll do so. End of January 25th.